If Chinua Achebe would have wanted to be Alexander Fleming, he would not have been one of the greatest novelists of modern times. Just the same way if Alexander Fleming would have aspired to be Shakespeare and mimic his poetic hand, we would not have had the cure for penicillin. There are certain reasons why you cannot change an apple into a pineapple. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, and this is Bold Speak, Episode 5. In this episode, we're going to speak about acceptance, finding our identity. Recently, I've been hearing stories of young men trying to clone themselves to look like celebrities. Of late, I heard a story about a young man who has changed his physical appearance to look like Michael Jackson. There is another who has changed his physical appearance to look like Justin Bieber. But they don't realize that all they're doing is an exercise in futility, because it doesn't matter how much you try to mimic the appearance of another, you cannot be them. Because each and every one of us is endowed with these different, non-tangible aspects that make us who we are. It doesn't matter how much or how close you look like Michael Jackson, you cannot reach his musical potential because you don't share his inner aspirations that he had. You don't share on the strengths, the weaknesses. You don't share on the dreams, the fears. You don't share anything at all except the clone that you have created yourself to be. We have to understand that we are all uniquely created, unique in our own way, and endowed with different, diverse potentials that stand out in their own manner. So you don't have to be someone else, or you don't have to go by the trends, because when the trends are done, you're still going to be there. So try your best to be the best you can be. Just like the way our fingerprints differ, like, you know, but we all have these distinct features that makes each and every person stand out. You know, when you look into your palms and you see the fingerprints, the way they're printed in your hand, they are distinct from the rest of the people in the world. Imagine that. That is the same way that you have these kind of talents, you have this kind of strengths, you have these kinds of dreams that are incomparable to the rest. So don't try to think like the rest. Don't try to feel like the rest. Don't try to be Mohani Gamaliel. Instead, be you. Because when you discover who you are, then you have started the journey to a greater future. You have started your journey for success. Don't spend your time trying to clone yourself, chasing the wind to be someone else, or trying to feel or be like the most popular guys or the celebrities or whomever you always look up to. It is okay to admire others. It is okay to appreciate others. But we don't have to be them. We don't have to do what they're doing for us to be as great as they are. We can reach their level of success. But in our own way, and in our own fields, and in our own manner. So don't be surprised when you see others doing things, or don't be shaken when you see others making great strides, because in your own time, then you're going to get there. We have to discover and perfect on our strengths. We have to exploit and explore our talents. We have to desire to be the best and not just a clone of someone else. You know, my advice to you today, you should only aspire to be the best you can be. Don't go by other people's speed, don't go by other people's status, or don't be pushed by peer pressure. Instead, find who you are and perfect who you are. And most importantly, when you feel like the game has been upped, when you feel like you're falling out of the race, when you realize that everyone is outstanding, don't worry, just stand out. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, and this is Bold Speak Episode 5. And on this episode, I would like to shout out some of my listeners and my support system. I'd like to shout out Paul Bushoki, Nairobi, Beth McLaughlin, Texas, Gino Shalile, Santa Media, South Africa, my brother, Prosper Baeni, Perth, Australia, all my Kenyan friends, many of them, I can't mention all of them here, who have been really supportive, and all those friends who are listening from Gothenburg, Sweden, Oslo, Norway, The Hague, Netherlands, and all over the world. Thank you for the support, and let's keep this burning. Let's keep this going. In case you have any questions, suggestions, anything that you'd like me to speak about, feel free to leave me a comment on any of the platforms that I share my podcast, or you can write me an email or share on my social media. Till next time, God bless.